je Molivera Latković, promastronaut. I'm Olivera Latković from the Astronomical Observatory of Belgrade. And Infinity here is the title of, or the name of a new binary system modeling program, which is based mostly, its physics is based on the model by Gojko Đurašević. But we have made many expansions, the first of which is in terms of geometry. Infinity uses the geodesic grid, which Teo Pribula explained very nicely before, so I won't spend time with that. One thing which is important is that although we can't do partial visibility of elementary triangles right now, we can do the adaptive subdivision, which means that the region of the eclipse can have additional subdivision of triangles into smaller and smaller elementary surfaces, so to as to gain the desired accuracy. One of the most important parts of Infinity is the modeling of accretion disks. The modeling of accretion disks was already introduced by the model of Gojko Đurašević. The disks can be modeled as conical disks or, as conical disks or toroidal disks, and the conical disk can be concave or convex. But it is pretty straightforward to model other shapes of disks, and this is something that we are looking forward to doing in the future. The other very important part of Infinity is modeling the ability to model stellar pulsations, radial and non-radial stellar pulsations. The model of pulsations was originally developed by Barna Biro from Bio Observatory in Hungary, and his model was made for the purpose of mode identification in eclipsing binaries using the method of eclipse mapping. Infinity will not be doing eclipse mapping. However, we improved the pulsation model in terms of modeling the modes, which are made as perturbations to both shape and temperature of the star. So in this picture, we see the first two globes are stars with single modes, and the third globe is a star with these two modes combined. We can model as many modes as necessary. In this picture, there is one L10M5 mode on the star, and its displacement amplitudes are very exaggerated to show the effects of the modes on the shape of the star. And finally, this is an example, a synthetic light curve from Infinity. The model is supposed to be similar to the famous pulsating subword binary NY Virginis. The blue light curve is a model without pulsations, and the red light curve is a model with a single mode of pulsation, similar to the strongest mode detected in the observations of this star. And that's it. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you.